Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The suspect behind the worst U.S. intelligence leak in a decade has been arrested. CBS's Steve Dorsey has the latest.
Helicopter video showed heavily armed officers arresting the 21-year-old airman at a Massachusetts home after they confronted him in a driveway. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Pentagon records show he joined the Air National Guard in 2019. He was based in Cape Cod, working on cyber network infrastructure.
The FBI is still searching his home for evidence. An arrest has been made in the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says Lee's alleged killer also worked in tech.
Can't say anything about the motive at this point. We do know that they knew each other. The evidence has told us that.
Lee died last week after police found him stabbed downtown. Planned Parenthood's now fighting to keep access to the abortion pill. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The court said the drug, which the FDA approved more than 20 years ago, can still be used, but it cannot be sent to patients through the mail. Gabby Richards with Planned Parenthood says
judges, courts, and politicians have absolutely no business deciding what medication is available to people and how that medication is available to people. You know, that is a job for the FDA and the FDA alone.
President Biden addressed parliament officials in Ireland today and talked about the war in Ukraine.
Today, Ireland and the United States are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression and support the brave people of Ukraine. I spent many days in Ukraine.
He thanked the Irish for their support and said the British should lean in. Florida may be known as the Sunshine State, but right now, Fort Lauderdale is dealing with more than 2 feet of rain that shut down its airport. Tourists aren't happy.
We didn't know that the airport, that everything was canceled. We were staying down towards Key West.
How much frustration are you?
Well, a little bit. A little bit. And just not knowing. We're not seasoned travelers, so we're not sure what to do, you know?
The downpours also shut down nearby schools. Protesters were back outside the Tennessee Capitol building this morning to welcome Justin Pearson, who was sworn back into office.
That an open day, everybody in the state of Tennessee, not just rich somebodies, but everybody, not just straight somebodies, but everybody's, not just Republican somebodies, but everybody.
He also rallied for stronger gun laws again today. It's what got him expelled last week. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine better with new Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered. Make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them. And your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are meetings in Adams County that are happening today, Thursday, April 13th. The Adams County Highway Department will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 tonight for their Highway Committee meeting at the Highway Department, 1342 County Road F in Adams. The City of Adams will hold their Fire District meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. On Friday, April 14th, in Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss the 2022-24 Land Information Plan update, including the committee reorganization, parcel editing method update, and Next Generation 911 implementation. The prescription drug Take Back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 51, tonight under clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81, tomorrow a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy, tomorrow night, lows around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. Rolling into it, sans co-devil. Thank you, Joseph Pecky. Vegas Joe, thanks for coming round. He's got to do some, you know, dad duty. Got to pick up the kids. So Joe's not a regular, but he's definitely a friend. And, of course, my congressman, Mark Pocan. Thank you, sir, for coming around. We appreciate it. And I'm going to take lots of your calls this hour. You're my co-devil at 844-967-2789. Your political opinions, your hot takes, whatever, you know, lightly screened by Ebone here in the world headquarters, Madison, WMDX. Once again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Callers, you're next, but let me lead a little headline for the rest. Trump motorcade gets a hostile greeting in New York City. That's a shocker. I don't know if you know this, audience, but Donald Trump back in New York, going in front of another grand jury. More testimony due. And here's how he was greeted. Former President Donald Trump's motorcade arrived in New York City on Thursday to chants of New York hates you. New York hates you. That's got to hurt a little. Trump had traveled to New York to participate in a deposition after New York Attorney General Letitia James sued him for what was called staggering business fraud. That's a direct quote, staggering. A video of the greeting by protesters gathered at the Attorney General's office in downtown Manhattan showed them chanting, New York hates you, as the former president's motorcade arrived. What a warm greeting. 844-967-2789. We don't hate any of you. Maybe CJ some days, but the rest of you, you're in the clear. Give us a call. Like Al from Milwaukee. Al, sorry we didn't sneak you in last hour. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cody.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to mention that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. No, I wanted to mention, I said this something earlier. All of this stuff about the girls' sports is distraction. 20 years ago, I coached two girls in football and two in track, and they outperformed the boys. And they played tackle and guard on football, and the girls on the track team were shot putters. And they outperformed the boys. See, it's not about size. It's about speed and foot speed. And when you learn the right techniques, you can do anything you want to do. I just wanted to point that out. And the other part of that is I'm saying it's a distraction because did you read the article today about the man running for office in, I think it's South Dakota, who was charged and get 10 years in prison for incest? And then the guy down in Texas or Oklahoma, wherever it is, talking about he wanted to change the laws so that 12 girls can consent to be married. See, all of this is nothing but a distraction from the real issues that we have to put people in office to deal with.
Well, how much of it do you think is sort of biblically conceived, Al? How much of this do you think is just sort of backwoods Bibleism?
None. If you go back to the Bible and you go back to other cultures, a lot of it is nothing more than misusing children for your own personal benefit. And just like in certain Arab nations, when I was in the Air Force, people were getting their kids ready to be married at 5 and 6 years old and promising them to people. Yep. And when the girl's period starts, they got them married. And they were gone. I mean, I don't know what you can call that, but basic.
Well, arranged marriage. If a lot of different things. Sex trafficking, damn near. I mean, if you're basically selling the girl into sexual slavery at some monetary value to the family, well, that's kind of what it is. Al, appreciate you listening on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee. Be like Al. Join the show. We'll get to you next, perhaps, at 844-967-2789. We'll get to you next if you're Lou from Cudahy. Lou, how you been, my friend?
On my game, sir. Nice hot day today. Is Dom there?
No, Dom is on a European vacation. He'll return next week.
Oh, I see. I was looking forward to push his buttons. He's got that anger management problem, you know.
He is an uncivil little bastard sometimes, Lou. I'll readily agree.
Yeah. I think they call that explosive temper.
Well, compared to mine, though, he's often calmer than I, Lou. So, you know, it depends on the guy and the day and the issue.
Okay. Well, I was looking at Breitbart today, and since the Dobbs case became real, you know, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Back in June. Great news, 38,000 people survived not having an abortion. They're going to be accessing the Constitution. Isn't that great? I think that's just
Are we talking awesome. 38,000 children have been born or children that presumably would have been lost to abortion? I'm not sure what your contention is. I'm trying to understand.
My understanding is it's 38,000 born.
That other
who now can access the Constitution. I think that's cool.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I hope that their families want them, Lou. You know what I mean? I was a kid who was wanted by my mom, and she had me as a single mom, and then she died. And then I was thrown to the wind. You know, it wasn't the perfect situation. I'd much rather be alive than aborted, no doubt, Lou. But I heard your pal Dan O'Donnell over on Right Wing Talk Radio say yesterday that if we the Republicans, we conservatives, if we don't reinstitute some form of legal abortion, Republicans will never win another election in this state. What do you think about a thought like that, Lou?
I didn't hear that, but you're telling me that you, a committed leftist-type progressive, listen to Dan O'Donnell?
Sure.
My goodness,
I've had beers with the man. I've even gone out for fish with Gary. Yeah, no, I've sat on a panel with Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna and Jerry Bader. And
unbelievable. You are violating the protocols of liberal left structured
Buddy,
ideology.
Lou, I'm just fruity. I don't have to do any damn thing I don't want to, man. That's a great part about me and me. I can be a lightning rod. You can hate me, and the lefties can hate me too if they want to, Lou. But I think I'm a pretty friendly guy. You would want to have a beer with me, Lou, because I might buy the first and the second round.
No, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
What if it was a Bud Light, Lou?
Bud Light? No, especially, did you hear how much money?
I hear they're losing money. I have been boycotting Bud Light my entire life, Lou, so it's more of a, I'm not a Bud Light fan, but I got to assume if you used to drink them, you're not drinking them anymore, Bud, Lou, Bud Lights, that is?
No, I never did drink Budweiser properties. It's just, it's too bitter for me. All that Budweiser stuff is bitter.
Let me ask you, do you drink a good Milwaukee beer or at least a good Wisconsin beer, Lou? What's your favorite?
Well, now and then, once in a while, I'm just not a big beer guy or alcohol guy. Once in a while, I have a wine. From Door County, so Shishi, you know, the kind of thing you find in Cafe Shishi. It's a Shay Snoot, you know what I mean?
I do not, Lou. You must be snootier than I am. I'm just a salt-of-the-earth working-class dude over here. I don't hang out in those highfalutin wine bars with you, Lou.
Well, I don't either, but I'm like you. I'm a working guy, just a regular blue-collar guy, wage earner.
Yep.
So I'm plain and normal. I drink my beer out of a plain glass.
I drink it out of a bottle, usually. I prefer bottles, but not so much aluminum cans. I am an aristocrat, Lou, when it comes to the cans. I don't like that metallic flavor.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, then you are an aristocrat, a perfectionist. But, glass, I think a good glass is a little more cultured and not so uncouth, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm a little uncouth, Lou. I grant you that. Actually, I'm more of a Kobe Bryant guy. I like triple doubles. You know what triple doubles are, man? Like thick drinks. I pour them myself. I give myself the benefit of a long pour, and I pour triple doubles.
Well, I hope you're not driving that night.
I try to not drive home any night, Lou. Look at this. We've had a very civil conversation, you and I, for a change.
Well, yeah, I'm just disappointed that Dom's not there, so I can't punch his button and make him go explode on me and then filibuster me so I can't say a thing.
Well, Lou, I let you talk plenty, and, I know you're a snooty, wine-drinking sort of guy, apparently. Although you perceive yourself as a working-class guy, I perceive myself the same, Lou, but no real calluses on my hands. So, I'm not really a working-class dude. 844-967-2789. I got to find who's next. I believe it's our pal John from Boaz. John, welcome. I can give you like 90 seconds.
Welcome. Where do you get your spunk from, your mama or your papa?
Well,
you have journalism spunk like big time, and I really like that.
What does that mean? I know spunk. I know the term or, a couple of different terms, but
intellectual, right on top of your game. Journalism.
My mom was brilliant. I didn't need, when we were kids, there wasn't Google, John. There were encyclopedias, but I would ask my mom a question. She'd make me go look it up in the World Book. But she'd always know the answer. She'd be like, is this what it said? And I'd be like, yeah, Mom. She knew. She didn't need the encyclopedia. She was my encyclopedia.
There's a lot of good love going on there, sir. I want to tell you something. I'm reading a book right now about Donald John Trump.
John, you got to hold that thought. Maybe I can bring you back after the break, but I got to take one. Come back. It's the happy hour right here. Devil's Advocate, your
springtime is also known as the start of grilling season. And when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouthwatering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're gonna love it here.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'd like to think of it as Wisconsin's town hall, America's town hall. I think Ed Schultz used to say that. I admired him. He was one of my favorites. Hopefully, we work our way into your hearts, or at least your ear holes. 844-967-2789. I'm going to take lots of your thoughts and calls this hour. Matt from Minneapolis, perhaps listening on AM 950 KTNF. Matt, welcome to the big show.
Yes, I am. 950 rocks.
They do, man.
But anyway, brother, this Lou guy, I mean, he's got a lot of balls, but he doesn't have a uterus. So what the heck is he, point is he trying to make?
Lou is very conservative. He's a known commodity to me. So the fact that we can, you know, maybe just talk about booze and beer for 5 minutes and not argue and get him to shout at us, because, you know, Lou's very dedicated to his Trump, or at least that's what he's expressed, I believe, if memory serves. You know, he's very much a believer in his tribe, Matt.
Right, right. Well, has he drunk any Bud Light lately?
He said he doesn't favor Bud Light. I'm not clear that I have any friends that do, Matt.
I'm just talking about the packaging, my friend.
No, I know.
Also, what is this about, you know, like Missouri and Texas, you know, trying to defund libraries? I mean, what is up with that?
Well, they're trying to defund critical thinking, right? They talk all the time, and we hear it from our former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. I call him Wanker. Wanker. Mm-hmm. All the time now. He's out because his group, the young
guitar players, are called Wanker. That's a good thing.
Well, not in
because
this guy's
they're
case.
They're doing the Eddie Van Halen, you know, stuff, you know. But well, anyway, I get where you're going.
This guy's a wanker because he punted on the question of evolution. And now he effectively is grifting off, you know, rich billionaire Republicans. He's heading up the Young Adolphs Federation, Young Americans or something, and they partnered in this presidential debate. But the funniest part is, you know, it's the indoctrination of the kids. They're losing the kids 10-1 right now. In the state of Wisconsin, they got crushed, and they think if they could just, what, get a more conservative Christian message in front of the kids, if they could just, you know, make it a little more patriarchal, that somehow will appeal to them. I don't know. Pardon me. I don't know, man. I'm losing my thought here, Matt, but I would say
this is
the best and brightest. Good luck.
The only religion in the world. Christianity is not the only religion in the world. And I know a bunch of heavy metal people, and a lot of them are devoted Satanists. You know, I'm not, but they are.
Well, Matt, the Satanic Church has moved the ball forward in a lot of ways. And I think many of their members, and thank you for listening on KTNF, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We got friends all over the place. But the Satanic Church has actually become a vessel of litigation, because every time when you carve out some new rights for some Christian group, well, the Satanic group says, great, you just carved out some rights for our people as well. Very clever stuff. 844-967-2789. That's right, isn't it? 2789. D from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Crudy, man, I am hot. I'm going to do my best to not drop any F-bombs for you there. Lou. So Lou talks about 38,000 kids that are going to be born. I'm so excited that the Republicans are going to be able to defund welfare. They're going to screw over Medicaid for these people. They're going to defund the schools so that nobody gets a decent education. And then how many of these 38,000 kids are going to die in a school shooting because you damn Republicans want AR-15s to be legal? Now, Lou, you guys just lost an election by 200,000 votes in Wisconsin about abortion. The election was about abortion. And you're sitting here calling in thinking that you guys have done something decent? I don't know what else to say.
Well,
these kids that you brought into the world, they're going to die, Lou, because you guys can't keep guns out of crazy people's hands.
Do you appreciate your call? 844-967-2789. CJ, I can give you 2 minutes, man. What do you got for us?
Thank you, Crudy. Well, quickly, Title IX, Biden's Title IX, will ruin women's sport.
Yeah, how so?
And
how
the worst president ever, the worst president ever said...
What'd Trump say?
This intelligence leak was no big deal. That's what an idiot, and this is the leader of your party.
Well, let me ask you, CJ, your guy was the intelligence leak. Trump took the documents and showed them off to his friends.
No, the one that just is discovered, Crudy, come on.
I know what you're talking about, but...
21-year-old just got arrested for.
I know that, but you look past it when...
This country so much...
Yes, sir.
You've done it to police. You've done it now to the military. And you got people in there that hate this country so much.
That's not true. What the hell do you know about it, CJ? Did you serve the country, man? Nobody in the army... Shut up. I'm done with you. Nobody that serves our country hates our country, CJ. It's oxymoronic in its thought. The sort of patriotism it takes to put your ass on the line for your country, man. Joe Biden's not making America's hate America. Nobody hates America, CJ. We can disagree and both love America. Let's stop characterizing the other guy. Because you know what? I'm more patriotic than most of my Republican friends because they never served a damn thing other than a couple of old fashions and occasionally some Bud Light beer. Used to. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. One last segment for the day. 844-96-PARTY. Let's keep it friendly up in here.
Bringing some
locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Spring turkey season opens on April 19th. The 2023 season will run from April 19th through May 30th. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting. The youth turkey hunt takes place this weekend, April 15th and 16th. Hunters under the age of 12 and kids without a hunter education safety certificate can participate under the mentored hunting program. A qualified adult must accompany them, and they must have a valid spring turkey license, stamp, and harvest authorization. Governor Evers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
People need help, and if it doesn't come from the state government, I'm not sure where it's going to come from.
That's Evers speaking with Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers show. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of 2 who works 3
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 51. Tonight, under clear skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Brewer game, 8:40 tonight. Playing the Padres on the West Coast. Late start. But they're hot. They're still pretty hot. Watch, or more accurately, listen on our Brewer flagship station, WISS 98.3 FM Oshkosh. And of course, 107.7 and 1450 AM over in Richland Center, WRCE. And lots of people waiting to get in on the phones. I was just trying to point out the contrast that the rabble-rouser, CJ, you know, he wants to vilify Joe Biden because somebody leaked and he didn't handle it right in CJ's opinion, let's just say. But of course, Donald Trump was the source of the leaks. Donald Trump may be charged with violations of the Espionage Act. And there's never been any outrage from you, CJ, about any of that. Stop calling my show. You're done for now. 844-967-2789. I hope he's driving through a bad coverage area. He keeps trying to call in and listen. I'm not letting you listen. Ron from Madison, you're next. Ron, well, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Crudy. I'm with you. As a former Air Force officer, I will tell you that nobody should be attaching political, any kind of political means to anything this kid did. I don't know what his clearance level was, but apparently he was in an intelligence unit.
Yes,
that's all I know about it.
Yeah, he has been arrested. He was a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was arrested today by the FBI in connection with the leaking of classified national defense information. Jack Teixeira?
I'm still trying to figure out what an Air National Guard, how an Air National Guard guy got access to this kind of classified information.
His official job was cyber transport systems journeyman, tasked with making sure the service's vast global communications network is operating correctly. He had a lot of back-end access to the internet, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, and it sounds as though he altered, he put contents of some of this on Discord, and it got altered on Discord and released through there.
Well, it sounds a lot to me like this kid's going to Leavenworth sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to Leavenworth, but this isn't Joe Biden's fault, and the fact that a lot of this was what Biden was trying to allude to, when he said it wasn't as big a deal as it originally seemed, is that a lot of this has been altered.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem as if, Ron, appreciate your call and your listenership, doesn't seem as if there was any nefarious intent. I had actually heard a gentleman who is reportedly a friend of this suspect, this Jack Teixeira, who said, you know, no way was this guy trying to support a foreign power or the Russians or anything else through this action. Kind of described as a bro. He's like 21, sort of a dumbass. Seems like he made a dumbass move. Maybe Joe Biden didn't think it was a big deal, CJ. Not like, you know, when the former president takes classified documents to Mar-a-Lago and holds on to them for a year. Because I'm not even trying to overblow those. You've heard me call those paperwork crimes. But when you start showing those things off to your donors and your buddies, you might be suffering through some espionage indictments as well. Talking about your boy, the former CJ. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate your patience, Mark. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, no problem. And it's ridiculous to blame Joe Biden for this, because this kid did it on his own. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump did that on his own. And you might be interested to know that a lot of the some of the staff here I've been listening to you guys via the app here at the hospital, and I've got a lot of interest in what I've been listening to here. Some of the staff. So
how are you doing, Mark? You going to be back home soon? I hope.
No, it's going to be some weeks now. But it's that I've turned a lot of people onto the app here for you. So I'm glad to do that, because they find it fascinating what I'm listening to here.
That's awesome, man. I always like the doctors, but especially, Mark, I always like the nurses.
The nurses. Oh, the nurses are just fantastic here.
Aren't they?
They're just, and all the staff, the physical therapy people and all the technicians, everybody else is just great.
Hey, Mark.
And I can't say enough good about them.
Let me, new headline I was going to turn to since I got you on the phone. Let me ask you, had you seen the newest headlines about Clarence Thomas and his sugar daddy and a real estate deal? that's been kept off the books. I know that you're going to find that quite corrupt. I hope most of the audience does.
Well, it's completely corrupt. I mean, I was just a low-level state employee, and I recognize, you know, that 35, 40 years ago when some of the vendors sent me baskets of cheer at Christmas time, I couldn't accept those on my own. I had to, you know, say, what am I supposed to do with this? Because it just, you know, that when you're a public official, you're not supposed to accept gifts, period. And Clarence Thomas should know better. I mean, these guys are so used to, Clarence Thomas and his ilk are so used to accepting that kind of thing. They don't think anything of it. I mean, and, you know, it's not just, and there was corrupt intent here, and I'm not going to give him, but even if there wasn't corrupt intent, you're supposed to avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
Well, that's where you're going to lose Clarence Thomas every time, Mark. Thanks for spreading the good word. Hope you're feeling better at the hospital, my friend. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown, out in the garage, I suspect. How you doing, Dick?
No, out in the backyard. It is so good to hear.
It is an outside recess sort of day, ain't it, Dick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right here in Hawaii. And he's always got something incredibly knowledgeable to add. Why should CJ be so upset with this? Even if these leaks are as egregious as they're going to the guy that his guy supports.
Well, this guy put this up in a closed chat group, apparently, this suspect, this 21-year-old. Go ahead. You think a lot.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy, Kim Jong-il, or whatever his name is, Putin, all of despots in the whole world, he's down with and he's friends with. Why in the heck is he mad about it? He's giving secrets to the side he's on.
I don't know why he would, though, Dick.
No, yeah, well, wasn't that wonderful, too, the other night with, not that I watch him, but the clips. When not Tucker Carlson, the other idiot from that network, he gives him an off-ramp, and then he says, no, I would do that. I mean, the guy's incredible. He's the gift that keeps on giving. He's going to put himself in prison.
Dick, appreciate you listening out in the backyard. It is a beautiful, glorious day here in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, and you can join me. I am doing it solo this hour, but lots of our friends joining on the phones at 844-967-2789. And, oh, yeah, John for Boaz, he's back. John, we went to commercial break. I would have given you a few more minutes, but where'd you go, John? You hung up on me. You left me. What was your comment?
I am a scholar on military history. I'm looking at a picture of Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomes John Bolton back in 2018. I'm reading about Black's Law Dictionary. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. Donald J. Trump, January 6th. He's in bed with the Russians.
John, I appreciate it, man. Keep calling in. I don't know if I followed all of that, but I've always had the sense, and I don't think Donald Trump has really hidden it very well. He's always had connections with Russian oligarchs. I think if they really dug in to a pattern of sales in his real estate history, I believe he has often been a money laundering operation for Russian oligarchs, meaning they come in, they pay cash or they overpay cash for Trump Tower real estate. And, you know, Trump gets a nice little fix and he doesn't ask too many questions because he wants the cash influx. We know that Donald Trump accepted, well, he's corrupt. He's the former president. I think there's more important things to talk about at this moment, like the corrupted current U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Did you hear this news, folks? Clarence Thomas failed to disclose real estate deal with the GOP donor. We've been talking about the sugar daddy, who also paid for the lavish trips. FromTheHill.com, I wanted to share some of this with you, and we'll make some more time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to disclose a 2014 real estate deal he made with a wealthy Republican donor who also paid for lavish trips over the years, you know, for him and Jenny. The outlet reported that a company belonging to Texas billionaire Harlan Crow, that guy, we've been mentioning him, he's a new character in the whole corrupt world I was unaware of till recently, but the Texas billionaire Harlan Crow bought a series of properties in a row on a residential street in Savannah, Georgia, including a single-story home and two vacant lots. The company bought the properties from Thomas, his mother, and his late brother's family for $133,363, according to state tax documents in a deed dated October 15, 2014. Thomas's mother was living at the house, and the contractors implemented renovations of a new carport, a fixed roof, a new fence, new gates soon after the sale was completed. The renovations cost tens of thousands of dollars. Federal law requires certain officials, let's call them Supreme Court justices, to disclose information about most real estate transactions. What has been the workaround, the skirt, the plausible deniability up till now? Personal hospitality. That's how Clarence Thomas is trying to escape accountability for his perhaps grandiose vacations with this billionaire guy, the Crow fella. But you can't skate on disclosing real estate transactions. Four legal experts told ProPublica that Thomas appears to have violated the law by not disclosing the deal. The report comes after another ProPublica report released last week detailing multiple luxury trips that Thomas received over a period of years from the Harlan Crow character, who has donated millions of dollars to conservative causes. Thomas also did not disclose these trips on his annual financial disclosure forms. This guy's got a little ethical problem, maybe a legal problem. Thomas defended himself following the earlier report by saying he was advised. He was advised they did not need to disclose the trips because they came from the personal hospitality of a close personal friend. ProPublica reported that Thomas did not respond to detailed questions on its most recent story on the real estate deal. Because that part, that is subject to disclosure, right? The Hill has reached out to the Supreme Court for comment. Who's going to give you a comment from the court? Thomas? No. John Roberts? Probably not. Here is what Harlan Crow said. My intention is to one day create a public museum at the Thomas home dedicated to telling the story of our nation's second black Supreme Court justice, a preferred Thurgood Marshall. He was born in Pinpoint, Georgia, and later raised in Savannah, Crow said. He said the Thomas property and the surrounding properties were purchased at market rate based on factors like size, quality, and livability of dwellings. He said the improvements were made to the house to preserve its long-term viability. Is that right? Come back.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let it slip, it, cuff it, check it, talk to doctor now and share it. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Appreciate your patience.
Great show, as always. I wanted to respond to two things. First off, I'm glad that Mark called. I hope he's doing better and will soon be out of the hospital. We're all thinking about him. And the second thing is to say, as he said, I used to work for the state, and the deal was you were not supposed to take anything of more value than a Diet Coke. Some would be offering you lunch. You don't take it. You pay your way. You don't have people buying you things because it creates the appearance that you are beholden to these people. That a Supreme Court justice is not aware of this is an indication that he is either horribly corrupt or horribly stupid. Choose one. And it just rings awfully.
Can I have friends buy real estate from myself and my mama?
Sure.
And create a museum fail to disclose that? Why would that be troubling to you, Joe?
He's owed everything that could possibly come his way. And it is interesting that his deep personal friend made that friendship once he became a Supreme Court justice. It's not an old high school buddy. It's someone who saw an opportunity. And boy, has he hit the mother lode by playing on Mr. Thomas's culpability and our stupidity for letting this go forward. I wanted to return to one thing, though, Crudy, and if you will bear with me. Earlier, your fine guest, Joe Sopecki, was talking about the issue of abortion and talking about how about how the question of abortion is affecting individuals' lives is something that's going to continue to resound and work through and will not go away. I think Republicans might think we have this Dobbs decision, it's all done. It's not done. And I would call to the attention this idea that people are going to continue to hear stories. The caller, Lou, was very gleeful sadly very gleeful about this situation. And I would add and hope that he would wake up enough to listen to this. Here's a story, NBC News, August 8th, 2022, 3 days after the Dobbs decision, a woman in Wisconsin, first name Melissa, 18 weeks along in pregnancy, her waters have broken. Ordinarily, before Dobbs, before we were plunged back into the 1849 law that now governs our state, the woman would have a choice to terminate that pregnancy, or if you waited, there was a very good chance that it would go septic and you would suffer serious health consequences. There's no choice now. There is no choice. And OBGYNs are in the situation, and Lou may not know this, but here they are. They are asked to have an abortion now, in that circumstance, they have to say what constitutes imminent death for this woman. This woman, Melissa, had 9 days of sitting around getting more and more septic. She had infection. She had hemorrhaging. God knows what's happened to her for further pregnancies. So I don't know. You know, Lou is very gleeful about this. Maybe he doesn't have any daughters. Maybe he doesn't have any women friends or wife or know any women at all. But boy, for those people in this state who do know women, who a sister, a friend, to know that they would be in this circumstance because of being plunged back into a law from 1849. And until your life, that woman's life, is in imminent danger, forget it. You can't get any care. And I think that Joe Sopecki is absolutely right on the money, that those sorts of stories will continue in our state, and people are going to hear them, and they're going to be horrified, because it could be your wife, your daughter, your sister, your girlfriend. So I just wanted to add that into the discussion, Crudy, and I appreciate your guest was just absolutely very informative, and really appreciated his participation in today's show. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate yours, Joe. You're very thoughtful and very articulate. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. Hard to top that, but Margaret from Cottage Grove, why don't you give it a try? What do you got for us?
I would have thought after he's been on the court for so long, I would have thought that Clarence Thomas would understand that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Do you think he's ignorant, or do you think he effectively is corrupted and just doesn't feel like he needs to publicly disclose that corruption, or at least the appearance thereof, and he just thought he'd get away with it?
Well, I'm leaning towards thinking that he's just, you know, a Supreme Court justice, and he can just blow off any rules. And I'm like, you know, if you can go against a wrong way driver, I don't know, something, and charge them with some, we should be able to charge a Supreme Court judge.
Well, you make an excellent point. We talk about that. No man or woman should be above the law. And Clarence Thomas, despite his esteemed role, lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court, if he has not just broken the trust of the American people, I think that's very clear. That may subject him to impeachment. I think that would be a futile effort, unfortunately. I don't think there will ever be the willingness of Republicans to do the right thing. And certainly they weren't convicting Donald Trump. They're not going to convict Clarence Thomas. But through a criminal process, unlike the former president, there's no DOJ memo saying a sitting Supreme Court justice could not be charged criminally for failing to make a disclosure of this sort, which would be a criminal violation, my understanding. But, you know, I'm just the guy on the radio. What do I know? 844-967-2789. The Dominion trial, that's going to get underway very, very soon. My understanding is as soon as Monday, and I think it could be devastating for right-wing talk radio and the alternative reality, people like Lou and CJ, where do you think they get their scripts from? They're getting them from right-wing talk radio in some part, but they get them from Fox News. They're being purposefully misled. And I think you got to be kind of a willing co-conspirator in your own, you know, ignorance is bliss sort of mentality. It can't always be Joe Biden's fault, but that's what Tucker Carlson would tell you. At some point, though, you do have to take a little initiative to educate yourself about beyond what Tucker rhymes with Tucker says during the evening, opinion cast over on the Foxy News. But I think the exposure of Fox News, I have actually looked forward more to this defamation trial than I look forward to, let's say, Donald Trump's arraignment on these Stormy Daniels charges. Because quite frankly, I think the crime, and I realize it's a civil proceeding in the case of Fox News, but I think they've committed greater crimes against the American people than Donald Trump committed, at least in the case of the Stormy Daniels and the paying off the porn star and failing to, you know, file the proper taxes. Fox News, I think, as much as Donald Trump helped to incite the riots of January 6th, I think the difference is, well, no, I think they're absolutely motivated by the very same thing. Fox News was chasing their audience. They were chasing ratings, and Donald Trump was chasing their checkbooks. He wanted their donations. That's perhaps what he will go down for. Don't fall for it, people. Keep listening. Civic Media. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Mark Pocan. Thank you, Joseph Pecky. Thank you, Ebone. Thank each and every.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcast.